Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And I got something to ask you all. What if the person you've been trying so hard to become isn't who you're actually here to be? And have you ever stopped and wondered, who was I before the world told me who I should become? And what if anxiety, exhaustion, people-pleasing, perfectionism, and constant striving you've experienced aren't your true nature, but simply layers you've accumulated throughout your life? And, you know, what if nothing needs fixing, only remembering? Well, welcome everybody to the Dr. Dolores Show, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and someone who has spent more than four decades helping people heal physically, emotionally, energetically, and spiritually. Today, we're going to explore one of the most transformational questions we could ever ask ourselves. Who am I beneath all the conditioning? Because remembering who you are isn't about becoming someone new. It's about coming home to yourself. So, you know, let's talk about identity and personality and essence. When did you first begin believing you weren't enough? And who taught you what success looked like? And what beliefs do you still carry simply because someone else believed them? Newsflash, none of us arrive believing we're inadequate. As children, we naturally trust ourselves. We play, we imagine, we create. We love freely, we ask questions, we follow our curiosity, and then life begins teaching us. Family systems, the school, religion, our culture, society, media, our past experiences, of course, well-meaning adults too. And slowly we begin collecting stories like, I'm too much, I'm not enough, I need approval, I need to be perfect to earn love, I must sacrifice myself so that I could show that I'm worthy. I need permission to exist sometimes. Over time, those stories become our identities. And the challenge is that most of them were never ours. They're actually projected onto us as if it was our truth. I always have to say, when somebody says something to me, oh, you know, this is, I have to do this, this, this. I said, are you telling yourself a story again? Are you making stuff up? Because sometimes this is not the reality. We have taken on things in our life as our truth, and it is not so. So let's talk about the identity we were given. I think one of the most misunderstood concepts is that we have as a human being is believing that our personality is truly who we are. Yet our personality is an adaptation. It's how we've morphed into, maybe surviving through our childhood, adulthood, or whatever. Our personality is often an adaptation. Our authentic self, in contrast, is our essence. They're two different things. So you could be mismatched. You mismatch. Your true essence could be one thing, and how you've adapted to fit into your the human world here of all these projections is how you've adapted to become, I'm going to say to survive, because pretty much that's what it is. It's you're surviving your childhood and everything else. Just for a fact, as infants, we fully are connected to ourselves. We don't question whether we're worthy. We don't compare ourselves to others. We don't worry about fitting in. We simply express who we are naturally. And then poof, something begins to happen. The world starts teaching us who it believes we should be. You know, our parents, you know, they have the often have the best intentions and begin shaping us according to what they know. They pass down beliefs they inherited from their own parents because that's what they were taught. And when we go to school, our teachers reward certain behaviors while discouraging others. In our religion, culture, and media, society all begin layering and adding layers to our identity. Do you see the picture now? It's just like, it's like we've been morphed into something that we are not. And, you know, the thing to remember is none of these influences are inherently wrong. They're just other people's ideas and values and concepts that have been projected onto us. And we don't know any different, and we take it on as our own. That's where the unconscious part comes in. We just unconsciously accept them as the absolute truth. So, you know, many of us may have learned this early. Good children don't make waves. It's better to be quiet and not speak your truth than to express yourself. Or the other one, don't feel. Ignore it. It'll go away. Nice people don't say no. Maybe success means working harder than everybody else. How exhausting. And, you know, love must be earned. It doesn't, you don't get love from just allowing yourself to be. And then, you know, the other thing that happens, we learned early too, your value comes from achievement. And this one is really got to go out the window. Is taking care of yourself is selfish. It's an essential. You need to take care of yourself because, newsflash, nobody else is going to do it for you. This is something you do to for yourself, and it's not selfish. And most importantly, don't trust your intuition. Listen to the experts. Well, you know, I have different values and views on that. You know, when you've lived in your Taj Mahal for decades, you kind of know what's going on with you, right? I would hope so. You have a relationship. You've been in this body for how long you've been on planet Earth. But yet you give away your power and you don't trust that little voice inside you to an expert who maybe sees you for 10 or 15 minutes or has no idea what you've been through in your life. So it's really about looking at where you have given away your power and your trust. Over our lifetime, over times, eventually those repeated messages that we spoke about here become internalized. We stop asking ourselves what feels true, and we label all those repeated messages as truth when in essence they're not. Instead, we ask what is expected. And one of the greatest losses isn't our innocence. It's losing trust in our own inner knowing. But the good news is this, your authentic self never disappeared. It just has been covered up by layers and upon layers of adaptation. Healing is remembering that beneath every role you've ever played in someone who has always been whole, you've always been whole within yourself. So let's reflect on these questions. Just ask yourself, when did I first begin questioning my own worth? And what parts of myself did I hide in order to belong? Where have you made yourself small so you could fit in? And what qualities did I naturally possess as a child that I'd like to reclaim today? I know for me, it's like the carefreeness and the simplicity of just being in the present moment. And then all of a sudden, it's like the rug got pulled out from underneath you. I think we've all had certain circumstances where we know life changed immensely after a certain point. And yeah, a couple of them come to mind for myself as well, which is interesting. So, you know, as you ponder all those things, just, you know, don't judge or criticize yourself. Just allow yourself to just experience what it is with a lot of compassion and self-love. Because this is not about uncovering things to beat yourself up. This is really about you stepping into your power and your truth and becoming more of and remembering who you are, because that has always been there. That has been your essence. So let's just do a little activation, and I'm just going to invite you all to gently place your hand over your heart. And just ask yourself this. What belief about myself am I ready to question today? And just allow whatever arises with no judgment, only curiosity and love. That's a lot to unpack because, you know, I think for many of us, we fit into this mold that we have taken on beliefs that have been projected onto us that have never been our truth. And we, you know, many of us had to survive our childhoods, and even it's carried over into our adulthood to fit in, to survive, to move forward. Yet our true essence has always been within us. It's just been overburdened with a lot of different thoughts and beliefs. So what I feel is important is that we just need to remember who we are. That perfect essence of who we are. So we're getting ready to go on our first break of our show, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical, intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And we've been talking about remembering who you are in our series that we just started, which is called, I've got to go dig it up because I always mess this up. Remembering Who You Are. It's a series, and this is like the first step of it. So anyway, stay tuned, and we'll see you when we come back from break.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Simply Awake, Simply You. Real conversations for everyday awakening. Have you been wondering what is happening to me? If your intuition is expanding or you're experiencing emotional, energetic, or spiritual shifts, know this, you're not alone. Join Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and Cozy Sincaitis, CBP certified body talk practitioner and founder of Cozy Healing Space, for heartfelt conversations, practical tools, and a supportive community to help you navigate your awakening with greater clarity, confidence, and ease. Remember, awakening isn't about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you've always been. Visit drdoloresfazzino.com/awake to learn more and join us.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about remembering who you are. And actually, I created a series for you all called Remembering Who You Are series. It's going to be running from now until almost the end of December. And I feel like this is a real important series because so many of us have really forgotten who we are. And it's really about remembering who we are. And my goal is to help you learn how to reconnect with yourself so that you could step into your full essence. So, and if today's conversation is also creating awareness, just imagine what becomes possible when someone helps you gently uncover the energetic patterns beneath those beliefs. This is the exactly, you know, the work that I do in my sessions, and it's healing isn't about becoming different. It's also remembering the truth that has always been there. So learn more about my services. Go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and explore and sign up for your for the newsletter while you're there, because we gather insights on a weekly basis and send that out to you. So before break, we were talking about how we have been programmed and we have taken on projections of how we should be in order to fit into society instead of, and it's formulating your personality versus your true essence. So sometimes our true essence and who we project out to the world are two different things. So this is about remembering that essence and allowing that to flow through you out into the world. So have you ever noticed yourself saying, I'm just the kind of person who, or, you know, it's just like, or something of that. I'm just the kind of person who does blank, blank, blank. You know, did you ever wonder where that sentence came from? Is it really yours? Perhaps it's somebody else's. And I'm willing to bet money on it. It is probably somebody else's. Somebody else projected onto you what they thought you should be. God, you know, no wonder why our society's so messed up. I mean, think about this. It's just like we have a lot of people walking around with these masks and these, I'm going to say, personas that aren't truly who they are. But yet, all of this is the game that goes on an unconscious level because we've taken this on as our truth, you know, consciously or unconsciously. And I'm going to say most of the time it's been unconscious. So many beliefs become invisible that they're so familiar, we assume they're truth. And we kind of see this today. If you see what's going on in the world, there's a lot of people who are telling a lot of lies and they keep telling the same lies over and over again. And finally, you know, they believe it. They've told the lie so many times, they believe it. Same idea here. It's just like, you know, we tell ourselves something that isn't a truth, but we hear it so often, it starts becoming our truth. Examples, you know, might be something like this. You know, have you ever heard money is hard or love requires sacrifice? You have to struggle in life. Being sensitive is a weakness. No, being sensitive is a superpower. Success comes through burnout. No, burnout creates more burnout. Your intuition can't be trusted. It is the only thing that I trust. You must take care of everyone else first. And I always used to ask, who the hell is going to take care of me? None of these are universal truths. They are inherited perspectives. And when we become aware of this and of this concept, we become free. Awareness is always the beginning of healing. If you're not aware of what's going on, you're just on autopilot. The awareness kind of stops things in your tracks and allows you to make a different decision. And awareness may not change things, everything immediately, but it gives us choice. And choice is where you really have more freedom. So, you know, our minds are incredible recording devices. And during your childhood and my childhood, our subconscious isn't evaluating whether the information is accurate. It's simply recording. Just look at children. They mimic their parents. It's like they are, you know, taking downloads from what is in their environment. Children naturally assume adults know the truth. And if a parent repeatedly worries about money, that guess what? You're going to learn that probably money equals fear. If love is inconsistent, you may learn that love must be earned. And this is where a lot of the perfectionist behaviors come in. I have to be perfect in order to be loved. And if our emotions are criticized, we learn to suppress our feelings. Don't feel. Ignore it. It'll go away. Newsflash, it never goes away. It gets stuffed. And eventually these unconscious conclusions become the operating systems through which we experience life. And then confirmation bias takes over. And then we begin unconsciously creating experiences that reinforce what we already believe. So, if you believe you're not enough, You'll notice every criticism while overlooking compliments. If you believe people leave, you'll become hypervigilant, often creating distance before others can. Like you leave before they can so you don't get hurt. If you believe success requires struggle, you'll unconsciously avoid ease because it feels unfamiliar. None of these means you're broken. It means your nervous system has been faithfully trying to protect you. Our nervous system always chooses what's familiar over what is possible. It's like the default mechanism. And this is why awakening often feels uncomfortable. When you're awakening, you're literally teaching your brain and body that a new reality is safe. One powerful question I often ask clients is this: who would I be without this belief? Not someday, right now. That single question begins dissolving decades of conditioning. So let's just do a little exercise. I think that might be a good thing for you all. So I just invite you to imagine placing every inherited belief into a beautiful basket without anger, without blame, simply saying, thank you for helping me become who I needed to be. I lovingly return what is no longer mine. So take three deep breaths. And feel lighter. So, what if your authentic self has never disappeared, but was simply waiting underneath all the noise? What you have to remember is healing isn't adding or subtracting. Removing fear, removing shame, removing guilt, removing expectations or removing roles or masks. Every layer that falls away reveals something beautiful, your intuition, your joy, your peace, your creativity, your truth. The person you've been searching for has been patiently waiting within you all along. So remembering is returning. So we're getting ready to go on to our next break on our show, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And we are starting our series, Remembering Who You Are series. And today we're talking about remembering who you are. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. And then I've got a beautiful guided meditation prepared for you. So stay tuned. See you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Simply Awake, Simply You. Real conversations for everyday awakening. Have you been wondering what is happening to me? If your intuition is expanding or you're experiencing emotional, energetic, or spiritual shifts, know this, you're not alone. Join Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and Cozy Stinkatus, CBP certified body talk practitioner and founder of Cozy Healing Space, for heartfelt conversations, practical tools, and a supportive community to help you navigate your awakening with greater clarity, confidence, and ease. Remember, awakening isn't about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you've always been. Visit drdoloresfazzino.com/awake to learn more and join us.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And if you're really enjoying our show today, I invite you to subscribe, like, and share the information with others, because you never know who could benefit from hearing what is said. Timing is always everything. You just never know. So just go to your favorite listening platforms, and there's over 350 of them. So I'm sure you'll find where you get your broadcast from. And we would really appreciate that. So we've been talking about remembering who you are in our Remembering Who You Are series. And I'm running this until probably the end of the year, because like I said earlier, this is so important right now, because many of us have been programmed and really have to learn how to return back to our essence, the true aspects of who we are. So, you know, we talked a little bit before this break about what remembering and returning to it is all about. And, you know, I think many people believe when we awaken, we become more spiritually advanced. And I kind of see that differently. Awakening is becoming profoundly honest. It's no longer pretending. It's removing the masks. It's choosing authenticity over approval. I think one of the most greatest fears people experience during awakening is a fear of losing themselves. But ironically, the only thing you actually lose is everything that wasn't you. You know, for example, it might look like changing careers, or, you know, maybe relationships are changing or evolving. Sometimes long-held beliefs are dissolving, and maybe our interests change, you know, maybe our hobbies are changing. Maybe your body asks you to slow down, or maybe your intuition becomes impossible to ignore. You know, it's screaming at you and you're paying attention finally. These things aren't signs that you're falling apart. They're evidence that you're becoming more into alignment. Your soul isn't trying to make you different. It's helping you remember and become who you fully are, your essence of yourself. And as you remember who you are, some beautiful things start happening. Life becomes simpler. Challenges seem to disappear. And it's not because they're not there. It's like we're no longer fighting ourselves. We stop needing external validation. We stop comparing ourselves to others. We stop proving that we need to be someplace or be who we are. We stop explaining away our abilities to be here and not have to think that we have to be worthy of that. We stop acting and performing, and we begin living. And there is such tremendous authenticity. And the more authentic you become, the less energy you spend maintaining your identity that was never yours. Remember, your identity was never yours. It was all the projected stuff from other people, society, church, whatever, the universe that has been projected onto you, and you've taken on as your own truth. That's why so many people feel physically lighter after doing inner work. So let's get ready to go into our guided meditation. So I just invite you to find a nice, comfortable place where you won't be disturbed for the next 5 or 6 minutes, and just close your eyes if that feels safe. And take a slow, deep breath in and gently exhale. Again, breathing in peace. Breathing out everything you no longer need to carry. One more breath. And allow your shoulders to soften. Relax your jaw. And feel the support beneath you. And just know that in this moment, nothing is required of you. Nothing to prove. Nothing to fix, nothing to become, simply be. So now imagine yourself standing before a beautiful path. Ahead of you appears a younger version of yourself. Not one defined by age, but by essence. The version of you before the world placed expectations upon you. Notice their eyes, their curiosity, their joy, their openness. And just walk towards them slowly. And as you meet, smile gently. Perhaps you embrace. Perhaps you simply hold hands. And silently ask, what have you been waiting for me to remember? And allow whatever comes, a word, a feeling, a memory, a color, a knowing, and just trust it completely. And now imagine every label you've ever carried floating around you. Successful, not enough, too much, responsible, caretaker, invisible, perfect, fearful, strong, weak. Whatever labels arise, one by one, thank each one. Each served a purpose. Each helped you navigate a season of your life. Then lovingly release them into a radiant golden light and watch them dissolve with gratitude. Feel yourself becoming lighter, more spacious, more free. Now notice a brilliant column of golden white light descending from above. It gently enters through the crown of your head, flowing through your mind, your throat, your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral center, your root, all the way into the earth. And feel yourself connected to heaven and earth simultaneously. And just silently repeat, I release everything that is not truly mine. I remember who I have always been. I trust my inner wisdom. I honor my sensitivity. I choose authenticity over approval. I allow my soul to lead my life. Now, bring yourself into your heart. There is no separation anymore. You are one, whole, complete, remembered. So take one final deep breath, and as you exhale, bring this truth back into your day, knowing you never lost yourself. You simply found your way home, and so it is. And so welcome back, everybody. And just allow yourself to bathe in the essence of that meditation. What you need to remember is that you're not becoming someone new. You are uncovering who you've always been. Every layer you release reveals the authentic, sovereign, loving being that has been patiently waiting beneath the conditioning all along. So we're going to head off to our last break of our episode, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And today we are talking about remembering who you are in our Remembering Who You Are series. So when we return, we're going to wrap it up for the episode. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Simply Awake, Simply You. Real conversations for everyday awakening. Have you been wondering what is happening to me? If your intuition is expanding or you're experiencing emotional, energetic, or spiritual shifts, know this, you're not alone. Join Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and Cozy Stinkatus, CBP certified body talk practitioner and founder of Cozy Healing Space for heartfelt conversations, practical tools, and a supportive community to help you navigate your awakening with greater clarity, confidence, and ease. Remember, awakening isn't about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you've always been. Visit drdoloresfazzino.com/awake to learn more and join us.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we've been talking today about remembering who you are as part of the series, Remembering Who You Are series. Can't believe we're already at the end of the episode. It's time just flies by, especially when I hop on and speak with you all. It's like we get in the flow and that's it. You know, if today's episode meant anything to you or even touched your heart, don't let that be where your journey ends. There are many ways we can continue to work together. First of all, I invite you to subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show, leave a review, and share the episode with someone who may need to hear this message. Also, go visit my website to see my services. And I have partnered with a friend of mine, a colleague, Kozui, and we call her Cozy, Stankatis, and we have a program called Simply Awake, Simply You. It's our heart-centered community where we gather for meaningful conversations weekly, practical tools, and compassionate support for everyday awakening. You could learn more about that. Just go visit my website, drdoloresfazzino.com/awake. And just remember to sign up for my newsletter so you're on our list and you're in the role of what's going on and what's happening, and so you can get some inspiration, updates, and resources to support your healing journey. So I think one thing I really need to address is the difference between personality and essence, because I think that's so important. Your personality is how you've learned to navigate the world, yet your essence is who you are beyond the conditioning. Your personality may be people-pleasing, your essence is loving. Your personality may be perfectionistic, your essence is creative. Your personality may be fearful, your essence is courageous. Your personality adapts, your essence remains constant. One changes throughout life, the other has always been there. Your spiritual journey isn't about fixing your personality. It's about allowing your essence to lead. And as your essence becomes stronger, your personality naturally softens, reorganizes around your authentic truth. That is what remembering really is. It isn't becoming more spiritual. It's becoming more you. So let's just share some takeaways from today's episode. Remember, you were born whole. Conditioning may have shaped you, but it didn't define you. Awareness creates the freedom to choose new beliefs that align with your authentic self. Awareness is key. Healing is often a process of releasing rather than acquiring. Your intuition has never left you. It has been waiting beneath the noise of expectations. And remembering who you are is one of the most loving gifts you can offer yourself and the world. So as you move through the coming days, I invite you to pay attention to the moments when you feel most alive, most peaceful, and most like yourself. These moments are not random. They are reminders of your true essence. You don't need permission to be authentic. You don't need to earn your worth. You don't need to become someone new. You simply need the courage to remember. The world doesn't need another version of who you think you should be. It needs the authentic light that you can only bring. So I'm going to leave you with this quote. The journey of awakening isn't about discovering who you are. It's about lovingly releasing everything you were taught you had to be until your authentic light remains. So I have an activation and channel message from my highest galactic self, so I'm going to share that with you. Beloved one, you have never been lost. You have only been remembering yourself one layer at a time. Every experience, every joy, every disappointment, every triumph, every challenge has gently guided you back to the truth that has always lived within you. Release the need to define yourself by yesterday's stories. Release the illusion that your values must be earned. Release the belief that your light must be dimmed to belong. You are a living expression of divine consciousness, here not to fit into the world as it has been, but to help illuminate what the world is becoming. Today, activate that remembrance encoded within every cell of your being. Place both your hands over your heart and affirm, I remember who I am. I remember why I came. I remember the wisdom that has always lived within me. I choose love over fear. I choose presence over performance. I choose to live as the fullest expression of my soul. So walk gently, speak truthfully, love deeply, and trust completely. The path before you is not something you must create. It is something you are now ready to remember. And so it is. It brings to mind the whole essence that everything we ever wanted in our life is already there in our energy field. It's already there. It's a possibility. Yet, when we are born and we take on all the energetic projections of what we should be and how we should act and so on and so forth, we create a roadblock to accessing what is already there for us. It makes it a little more challenging. So as we remove this, we become more aligned energetically because we're vibrating at a higher frequency and we could tap into that. So it's already there. So have a great week. See you next time. And just remember, you are loved and you are worth it. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.